Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 13, 2023. Passover, the worldwide holiday of freedom. Question: the holiday of Passover tells about the way the Jewish people came out of Egyptian slavery. In fact, for Kabbalists, it sounds different. There is our egoism, our nature, and we talk about how we come out of this egoism. I have a feeling now that this is not a Jewish holiday, but a worldwide holiday, especially considering the events that have happened in the world. What does the Passover holiday mean for the world? How do you feel about this? Answer: the world feels that it feels bad. But it does not know what the reason is. What the cure for the fact that it feels bad, it does not know either. Like a child, he just feels bad and that is it. There is no recognition of evil, that is, it does not know what the cause of suffering is. And the reason for suffering is a large, sharp increase in egoism, which sometimes freezes a little and suddenly grows with a jerk. Question: does it mean that it is impossible to say that the world feels like it is inside Egyptian slavery, under the slavery of egoism? Answer: it depends only on the way people feel. But they just feel that they feel bad. Question: has the Passover holiday not reached humanity yet? Answer: I think it is not quite right to call it a holiday. The world does not feel that its egoism is the cause of all its suffering. But it is necessary to feel that. If we begin to look closely at our egoistic nature, at how we treat each other, then we can conclude that our whole world is evil because we are such egoists, because we wish evil to each other, and we are in opposition, in contradiction, in internal and external confrontation with each other. We are slaves of this egoistic force that guides us, twists us, and pushes us. To recognize the evil of our nature is the most important thing. Because after that we can already come to an understanding of how to get rid of it. Question: if we assume that a person begins to feel this, what will his thoughts be? How can one get rid of this? Except for the inner cry, I want to get rid of it. I do not want to be an egoist. What else do we need? Answer: nothing. Only to demand from nature that it change us. Nothing else. We do not have to make any extra effort because there is really nothing we can do. If we are inside egoism, then any of our attempts and actions will still be egoistic, and we will only deceive ourselves with them. What we can do, however, is to gather, discuss our state, conclude that it is simply terrible, and that there is no way for us to get rid of it ourselves unless we just convince our nature to leave us alone, that we do not want to be under the control of egoism. Take away from us this alien will, this upper force, so that it does not command each of us, and does not push us against each other. Question: will a person then have a feeling that he is under the control of the Pharaoh? Answer: yes, that he is a slave to the evil force of nature. Then he will begin to understand this story correctly. He will begin to treat it correctly, that in fact, this evil nature was created in such a way on purpose. By whom? By a positive force, the Creator, so that we turn to him personally, so that he removes this evil nature from us. If we convince the Creator to remove this evil egoistic force that pushes us against each other and does not give us peace, then this will become a truly worldwide holiday in which everyone is interconnected, in which everyone begins to treat each other correctly, with love, with knowledge, and with the understanding that we are one, a single system. Question: what is the people's exit out of slavery? Are people the whole world? Answer: absolutely the whole world. Question: what about the leader who leads them? The Torah says Moshe or Moses, what is it? Answer: this is from the word moshch, pulling. It is the force that pulls people out of their egoism. This force comes from above. The force of recognition of the evil in which we were, and the good in which we can be. Question: do you think that humanity should reach out to this force? Answer: Everyone should feel from within himself that he is shouting, that he wants this. We need nothing else. There is no need to follow any people, leaders, redeemers, messiahs, and so on. We do not need anything else. Question: what is freedom then? After all, this is a holiday of freedom. Answer: freedom from egoism, freedom from the fact that you are under the influence of evil all the time and it is your inner evil that pushes you to be evil to others. All this is the holiday of redemption. This is the holiday of spring. Only egoism is the cause of our suffering. There is nothing else. There are only two forces in the world, positive and negative. Question: then why do we not just concentrate on this point? Answer: we do not want to, we resist with all our might just not to get close to it because we are all egoists. Only in egoism do I feel myself and the whole world. I cannot imagine how to feel the world outside of this quality. Question: in principle, does the wisdom of Kabbalah speak only about this, how to feel who you are, your nature, and how to exit it? Answer: yes. Question: what to do to make people start doing it? Answer: if we do not want to do it, we will be forced to. But everything will be fine. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 15, 2022. Passover. Passover means the transition from the feeling of our world that is inherent in every person in this world, to the feeling of the upper world. This is subject only to the Kabbalists. Passover, like all Jewish holidays, is a purely Kabbalistic holiday. It says that a person jumps from a state of the inability to unite with others to a state when his egoism allows him to do so. The exit of a person from the authority of egoism to unite with people close in spirit is called Passover. Question: what allows him to make such a jump? Answer: desire. After all, from the beginning of entering Egypt to the end of staying in Egypt, a huge egoistic desire is constantly developing, which does not allow the people of Israel to connect with each other. The people of Israel must connect in order to reveal the Creator in connection with each other, the quality of bestowal and love. And when a person sees that he has no way to do it, then he feels like he is in the Egyptian darkness. Now he is ready to do anything just to get out of there. This is called the escape, salvation, from Egypt. If we consider this from the point of view of what happens to a person, because this is usually what Kabbalah says, then we are talking about the quality of a person who is ready to do anything, even throw himself into the sea, just to escape from his egoism, rise above it, and achieve the Creator's quality of bestowal and love. He throws himself into the sea, and the sea gives way before him. He goes through it, cuts himself off from the ego, and thus becomes ready to work with it to transform it into altruism, while being above egoism. This is the way out of Egypt, which we celebrate during Passover. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 14, 2016. Matzah is a symbol of Pesach. Question: matzah is a symbol of the Exodus from Egypt. Why is it necessary to eat matzah on Pesach? Answer: matzah is unleavened bread, that is, bread that is prepared in a special way with the minimum amount of water needed to make leaven. Then it is baked simply on coals or in a hot pan, it doesn't matter. Matzah is baked to commemorate the exit from Egypt and symbolizes our rapid transition from the desire to receive to the desire to bestow. It happens unexpectedly, abruptly, in supposedly the most inappropriate place and time for a person. There is an accumulative process, a build-up, and a person gets out of the power of egoism. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. Question: that is, a person does not expect this exit? Answer: he is always expecting it, but does not know that it is coming. And when it really happens, he does not understand how it suddenly happened. But someday it will happen to everyone. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 19, 2022. What is Pesach? Question: What is Pesach? Answer: Pesach is from the word Passover, posia, stepping over. It means stepping over from a world in which egoism operates to a world in which altruism operates. Question: Four questions are asked on the eve of Passover. What are those questions? Answer: Those four questions refer to the four levels of egoism that are in every person. They symbolize our desire to exit the power of general egoism, which is divided into four levels. Therefore, the youngest in the family, that is, the smallest one who is starting to grow, asks questions about his spiritual growth. It is such an allegory. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 19, 2022.